Financial management and human resources systems are the next set of back office functions that are prime candidates to move to the cloud. Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra says agencies could save billions of dollars by just letting these applications go. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here to talk to us about what Vivek Kundra is saying. Jason, good to talk to you. Thank you for being on this afternoon. Why does Vivek think that financial management and human resource applications are the next generation that should be headed to the cloud here?
Well, I think the cost savings is probably the biggest reasons. While he didn't have an exact number, he did say billions. And he said, just look at email as a service. This is something that a lot of agencies are looking at, 15, in fact. And he said, look at the Agriculture Department and the General Services Administration, two of the agencies that are ahead of the pack when it comes to moving email to the cloud. He expects them to save a combined $40 million by doing that. And if you think about the number of financial management and human resources systems across the government, those are large, and there's actually maybe even more of them than email systems. In fact, Kundra says there's more than 500 financial management and more than 500 HR systems across government. Now, I caught up with Mr. Kundra after he spoke at an event in Washington today, sponsored by Politico and Microsoft.
What we're doing is laying out a strategic landscape that's going to allow us to disrupt, whether it's HR systems, whether it's financial systems, whether we're looking at simple things like email or more complicated workflow systems. But the notion that, you know, we can bring together a number of agencies who have shared problems and in an area that's ripe for innovation and disruption, we did that with the email system and the RFP that's out there.
Now, Kundra estimates that moving $20 billion worth of IT, and we're not just talking about financial management and HR systems, but all IT to the cloud, could save the government $5 billion. And he thinks a big chunk of that $5 billion could be in those financial management and HR systems specifically.
Now, the Bush administration tried financial management and HR lines of business. How is this different from that?
Well, it's still early. There's still a lot of thinking that's going on, but I think there's several ways from what I can tell that this is going to be different. Kundra describes his initial thinking about how this could work based on what he's going on across government now.
My view is that it's got to be a private sector-driven set of solutions, right? And if we look at these individual procurements, it's essentially a race to the top that will culminate then to a government-wide BPA or whatever vehicle is going to make the most sense for each of the agencies. But the key here is to get agencies together. We had over 15 agencies we brought together, for example, on the email RFP, and they spent over 8 months going through requirements from records management to looking at archiving to security. In the same way, in the financial systems arena, we're going to do exactly the same thing. We're going to do that in HR, but we need to start bringing the government to start pulling its purchasing power. And as I said, we need to start saying where we're headed, not 3 months from now, but over the next 5, 10, 15 years.
So Kundra envisions this being a private sector-led effort under the financial management line of business and the HR under the Bush administration. It was really a government-led consolidation around four shared service providers. For financial management, it was GSA, Interior Department's National Business Center, Treasury's Bureau of Public Debt, and the Transportation Department. The private sector piece really never got a lot of traction under the financial management line of business effort. But the strategy here seems to be the other way around. Kundra says agencies will demand innovation from the private sector.
We're almost out of time, Jason. I want to ask you, though, before we go, are there some agencies that have already started this process? How far along are they?
There are several that are out there. Let me give you an example. The Interior Department's National Business Center, for instance, basically runs a government-only cloud under shared service provider. About 15 agencies use Oracle Federal Financials in Interior's cloud. The Labor Department and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission both actually moved to a private sector cloud for federal financial management run by GCE, which is a big vendor in this area. And finally, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission actually just put out a sources sought notice last month looking for hosted financial management provider. NRC has been using the Interior Department's National Business Centers, but they're no longer going to support their software that they're using, so now they're looking for someone else, and that could easily be a cloud hosting system. And that's just a few examples that we know about.
This will be interesting to follow because it seems to me that financial management is agencies treat it as being much more complex than email systems, and when they're looking for custom solutions, financial management is one of the areas that they like to go custom or have over the years. So it will be interesting to watch this progress, and we appreciate you keeping us up to date on it. Thank you very much. You've got stuff on about this on federalnewsradio.com, of course.
And more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy.
Excellent. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller.